Welcome back to Healthcare Lead Generation. This is Jennifer Michelle of MichelleMarketingStrategies.com, where I specialize in helping healthcare IT and provider organizations achieve their strategic growth objectives. Now, today, we have the pleasure of speaking with Elle Pearson. Elle is an RN and a reputation management consultant. She works with healthcare organizations to build, protect, and manage their online reputations. You can find her at digitalhealthcareconsultants.com. Now, in part one, we spoke about online reputations for medical providers. In part two, which is right now, we're going to talk about how to build your online reputation. And then I'm going to ask you to come back for part three, where we're going to talk about responding to negative reviews. But right now, again, it's how to build your online reputation. So Elle, welcome back. And let's dive in, because that's the first question, isn't it? It's like, okay, you convinced me I need this. What do I do?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you again, Jennifer, for having me. I really appreciate you.
It's so fun to have you. I'm learning so much. I know everybody else is too.
Absolutely. So when it comes to building your reputation, there are some key things that you need to do. So if you don't mind, Jennifer, I'll walk through those things together with you.
Okay, great.
Yeah, absolutely. So just like we discussed before, you want to make sure it's your number one priority to claim your Google business listing. That's number one, because patients are going directly to Google these days to find you. So you want to make sure when they're looking for you, you're searchable and they can find what they need. And patients nowadays, they really want to get to know you so they can book that appointment with you. So you want to make sure that you're creating a great online presentation of your practice even before they step foot into your office.
Mm-hmm. And this is what you do with your clients, right? I mean, So they don't have to know all this. This is what you help them do. Yeah. I mean, you do it for them.
Yes. Well, it's really good to make them aware of the importance and to educate them. But doctor's times, they're extremely busy. And
right.
So we want them to focus on patient care. And we outsource all of this to our group of healthcare consultants.
Right. I just wanted to make clear if anyone is listening that they're not thinking, oh, great, now I got to go and do this. I don't even know what it means to claim my Google business listing, you know.
Yeah.
But you do. And that's the whole point, that you can help with that. So, okay. Absolutely. So let's say they've claimed their Google business listing. Where do they go from there?
So they've claimed their Google business listings. And one of the most important things that they want to start doing is generating reviews. So you have to think of, what do patients look for when they're looking for a healthcare provider? And you can put yourself in the patient's shoes, because we're all consumers. So when we're looking for a restaurant, or we're going on vacation, we're looking for hotels, unfortunately, healthcare has turned into that same a type of model, to where patients are looking for ratings, the quantity of reviews that medical providers have in order to make their buy-in decisions as well. So you want to make sure that you generate ratings. So therefore, your rating can be 4.5 or higher. Now, I don't know about you, Jennifer, but I'm not a 2.5 kind of girl. If I come across...
Not for a doctor, not for anything. I've rejected a pair of slippers online this morning because it was a 2. I'm like, I don't care. They look cute, but there's something wrong there.
Absolutely. So when you're seeking a healthcare provider, someone who's knowledgeable, someone who you are sharing your medical history with, you want to make sure that this person is someone who is trusted. And so not only is it important that healthcare providers have a very high rating, but a great high quantity of reviews is also important too. Now, the quantity of reviews is so important, Jennifer, because reviews not only create trust, and potential patients can see that what other patients have said about their experiences, but when you have a high amount of reviews, it also puts you higher in local search engines.
Interesting algorithm.
Yes, yes, absolutely. So when a patient has finished their office visit, it's really important that the staff is trained to say, hey, you know, Jennifer, if you had a great experience with Dr. Lee today, please go online and share that experience. We would really appreciate it. So that's how you generate reviews, by soliciting and asking. That way you can increase your ratings and increase the amount of reviews that you have. It's extremely important.
Do you ever find that it helps to incentivize people to do that, or is that maybe that violates some law, because these are physicians, they can't.
Yeah, you
with, careful
with
things.
The medical industry, it's a very thin line.
Yeah.
really don't want to incentivize like other businesses out there may do. With healthcare, it is a little different. And when patients have a great experience, they're more than happy to share that experience online without you having to bargain with them to do so.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like Google and you know, and just the quantity are the main things. What about like health grades? You know, what goes into something like that?
Yes. Well, the same thing you also, just like you claimed your Google listing, you also want to make sure that you've also claimed your listings on the medical directory sites. And one great thing that we do is we create all of this. So we put all information on one platform. So if mm-hmm. if you're drawing in reviews from health grades and MD or rate MDs or vitals, we get all of that on one single platform. And this is the most important thing about your online reputation, Jennifer, and why it's important to bring all of that on one single software solution. It's very important that you respond to every single comment, feedback, review. Because also a part of the Google algorithm that ranks you is your response to patient feedback. So if you want to be listed in that top three tier search, you want to make sure that you're also responding to reviews and you have a high rating and a high quantity of reviews as well.
So a couple of questions. One, I assume that that's also something that your company helps providers with, because I imagine that the last thing providers want when they finally, let's say, do decide to go and do some of this is to then have to maintain it.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Okay. We do that for them. And that's something that really does set us apart. There are a lot of tech companies that will generate reviews for doctors, but they don't mm-hmm. respond to those reviews. And healthcare providers are busy. They don't have time to do so. But it's extremely important because it creates trust and loyalty for that patient to become a lifelong patient and not someone who's coming in for a general office visit and you may never see them again.
Well, and I think it's also when we come back in part three to talk about when there is a negative review, I think that is exactly the kind of thing that is going to help you handle that and come out stronger.
Absolutely.
So I think it's really important. So now when you say you have a platform, does that platform like propagate it out to all the different rating systems, or is it still kind of you have to manually paste it in one? Or if it's only in Google, does it just stay in Google and it doesn't get moved around?
No. So we include all of the medical directories and all of the review platforms into one single solution. So if I'm managing your practice, Jennifer, I'm able to get a big picture idea of what's being said on the web about you. So mm-hmm. anytime that there's a patient that comments, we would be able to then go in and to respond to that comment and then notify you as well that you've just received a rating, a review, and it's like a reputation alert at that point that we'll send out to you, but we respond to it.
That's awesome. So now if somebody, is there a way people can link them? So if you get a great review on Google, can you also make that on Health Grades, or are they separate?
So one thing that I suggest doctors do, now if there's many options to outsource this, but one of the reasons why it's important that you may want to find someone to do this is you are able to, say for example, if a patient were to leave your practice, we would send them an automated text message, okay? That text message would give them the opportunity to rate their service right at that time. So you get immediate feedback. And from there, that response is then pushed to a review site of their choice. So the patient has the option to post it to Facebook, to Google, to Health Grades, etc. Now, most physicians won't be able to do that on their own. All that they can do is train their staff to generate reviews for them. Does that make sense, Jennifer?
Yeah, I think it does. It's a really great service because really it's an entire administration process all on its own that most people don't know about. You know, it's a real niche thing, and you can see how that would weigh very heavily on your local medical practice. That, you know, they're a pediatrician, they're a dermatologist, they did not get into private practice so they can deal with their online stuff. They probably didn't even know that in many cases that they even should think about it.
Absolutely. So it's not only just about the patient experience, but it's a marketing component too. So you're almost killing two birds with one stone. The patient has a journey from meeting you online until, you know, once they've had their appointment with you, and you can continue to nurture that relationship. And you're also, you have a free marketing platform. If I'm looking for a pediatrician and I see high ratings and reviews, then you are also, that's a form of marketing.
It absolutely is, because word of mouth marketing is the oldest kind of marketing ever, and it's the strongest. And this just kind of allows it to be shouted from the rooftops a little bit louder.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, Jennifer.
It's wonderful. You know, Elle, I'm going to wrap us up for part two, because I think that is just so informative. What I think everyone is who's listening to this is going, oh my God, what did she say about Google? What did she say about Health Grades? And hopefully they will get in touch with you on that. For everyone listening, I'm Jennifer Michelle with MichelleMarketingStrategies.com. I specialize in healthcare IT and provider organizations and helping them with their strategic growth and their lead generation. Today on this podcast, we are talking with the amazing Elle Pearson. She is a nurse and a reputation management consultant, and she owns DigitalHealthcareConsultants.com. Which helps providers to build, protect, and manage their online reputations. Now, this is a three-part interview. Previously in part one, we spoke about online reputations in general for medical providers. And just now we were talking about how medical providers can build an online reputation. So please join us when we come back in part three to talk about the really important part, which is what happens when you do get a negative review. How do you handle that and turn that into something gold? So Elle, thank you so much. And please come back in a few minutes and join us for part three.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jennifer.